Okay, Be'ez Hashem, today we will begin the final parak of Masechta Shviyos, the 10th parak of Masechta Shviyos, and this parak deals with something that's nogeya even in Chutz Laretz, and this is Shmitas Ksafim. Up until now we've been talking about agricultural Shmita, but there's another din of Shmita, that Shmita cancels all debts. So that's what this final parak is about. So says the Mishnah Aleph, Shviyos Mishametas Es Hamilva, Shmita cancels your loans, all loans that you have, Bishtar V'shlo Bishtar, whether it's a loan that was written in a shtar, which means that there's a Shibud Nechas Manit. We assume naturally whenever you write a loan in a shtar, there's a lien on whatever properties you own if you borrowed at the time that you borrowed that money. So, and if you don't write Bishtar, then there's not a lien on the properties that you own when you borrowed that money. So regardless of what kind of loan it is, Shemitah is going to cancel the debt. However, that's only if it's a loan. Hakafas Achanus in a Mishametas. If you buy something from a store on credit, Shemitah does not cancel that debt because that's not a loan. That's a purchase. It's just that you're not paying on the spot. You're paying a little bit later. But if the storekeeper turns it into a loan, meaning typically you're supposed to pay, let's say, on the first of every month, whatever bill you racked up at the grocery store. But if you didn't pay at the beginning of that month, and now you owe the money, so now it's like a loan, because now it's not just the regular understanding of that you don't have to always pay on the spot, but this is going beyond that, and therefore it's considered a loan. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Harishon Mishamet. Rabbi Yehuda says even more than that. He says that each time you make a second purchase, whatever you still owe for previous purchases is now considered a loan, meaning you shouldn't be buying more stuff if you haven't paid for your original stuff. So the fact that you're buying more stuff without having paid for it, that's considered that the storekeeper is lending you money. Schar Sachir Einu Mishamet. When you hire a worker and you owe him money, Shemitah does not cancel that owing money, because that also is not a loan. It's just it's payment for work that he did for you. But if there's a time where reasonably he could have expected to be paid, and now you say, now he turns it into a loan, and he says, you know, and he allows you to pay him later on, so that's considered like a loan. It's considered as if he's lending you money. Which money is he lending you? The money that you owe him for doing the work, and therefore Shemitah will cancel that debt. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kol Melacha Shepasekes B'Shvius Mishametes V'Shein B'Sekes B'Shvius Ein Mishametes. Rabbi Yossi says, no, it depends. If it's the kind of work that he's not going to be allowed to do during Shemitah, meaning how did he work for you? He plowed your field for you. He harvested for you. He did all of these things that normally you're not allowed to do during Shemitah. He planted your field for you to, or plowed or whatever. So he did all these things you're not allowed to do during Shemitah. So in the sixth year, and you owe him money for that. So as soon as the Shemitah year comes, the assumption is you should have paid him already, because it's not like an ongoing employment situation, since we know for at least the next year he's not going to be in your employ, and therefore if you haven't yet paid, that's considered to be a debt, and therefore Shemitah will cancel that debt. But if it's the kind of work that he does for you that has nothing to do with Avodas HaKarka, and it's the kind of employment, he's your accountant or something like that, it's the kind of employment that can continue through the Shemitah year, so then there's no hard stop to his employment, and therefore we consider that it's like a running cheshbon, and it's not considered a loan, and therefore Shemitah will not cancel such a debt. Now Mishnah Beis discusses the following case. If someone shechts a cow, so he can't eat a whole cow by himself, so he's going to divide it up with a group of people, and they're supposed to pay him back. So he shechted a cow on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, divided it up with a whole group of people, and they're supposed to owe him the money, they're supposed to pay it back. So the question is Shemitah, if this was on the first day of Rosh Hashanah of the eighth year, so is Shemitah going to cancel? We assume that la halacha, that Shemitah cancels at the end. It happens to be machlokas rishonim, but we assume Shemitah cancels at the end of the year. So that's why I'm going to use that example, that it's Rosh Hashanah of the eighth year, the first day of Rosh Hashanah of the eighth year. So im hayah chodesh mu'ubar mishamit, if Beis Din is later going to determine that that first day of Rosh Hashanah was really the 30th day of Elul, and it was not yet really the eighth year, so then Shemitah is going to be mishamit, because after that debt was incurred, there's going to be a Shemitah, there's going to be a chalos of Hashmatas HaShemitah when the year ends. But if that Elul was not Mu'ubar, and it turned out to have only been a 29-day month, then Shemitah is not going to be Mishamit, because by the time the debt was incurred, it was already post-Shemitah, and therefore Shemitah will not be Mishamit such a debt. If a person owes a fine to someone that he had violated, either by being Ma'anes a woman, or being Mefata a woman, by seducing a woman or being motzi shemra against his wife that she had committed adultery while she was married to him, while she was in arusa, v'kol ma'aseh beis din einu mishamtin, or really any debt or any loan even that's based on the ma'aseh beis din, that beis din backs up, meaning the person sued you in court for the beis din for the debt, so the beis din paskin that you owed the money, so then they wrote a ma'aseh beis din, they wrote a ruling that you owe the money, so then the Shemitah is not going to cancel that. Shemitahs are only Shemitah only cancels a debt that's between two people, but anything that's a ma'aseh beis din, we view it as if it's already been collected, and Shemitah will therefore not cancel. Hamalva ala mashkon, if someone lends money with a collateral, so I give you something in exchange for the loan that you gave me, and I'm going to get back my watch, for example, that I gave you when I pay back the loan, or vamosa shtros of the beis din, or I give my shtaros to beis din and tell them to collect on my behalf, einam mishamtin, and Shemitah does not cancel that loan either. And the reason is, the Bar Tanur explains, t'chsiv v'asher yeh lecha es achicha, prat lemosa shtros of the beis din, shebeis din yesh lem zachov etzal achiv, that when you have a chov etzal achicha, that's when Shemitah is going to cancel, but when beis din has a chov etzal achicha, then Shemitah is not going to cancel. So those are the exceptions to when Shemitah cancels the loan. So to quickly review, in Mishnah Aleph we learned that Shemitah cancels the loan regardless of whether it's Bishtar or Shalom Bishtar, but if it's not a loan situation, it's where you bought on credit or where you hired a worker, then Shemitah is not going to be Mishamet. But even in cases where you bought on credit or hired a worker, if it was turned into a loan, because the reasonable time to pay came and went, then Shemitah will be Mishamet. Exactly when that reasonable time is subject of a couple of Machlokas Tanayim in Mishnah Aleph. And then in Mishnah Beis we learned that if you shechted an animal on the first day of Rosh Hashanah and divided up the meat, and it's the Rosh Hashanah of the eighth year, whether Shemitah is Mishamit or not depends on whether that first day of Rosh Hashanah was still in the seventh year, was the 30th day of Elul, or whether it was really the first day of Tishrei of the eighth year. And then we learned a number of cases that are exceptions to when Shemitah is Mishamit. We learned that if you owe something because of a ruling of Beis Din, because a person owes a fine for being onus, mefata, motzi shemra, or any type of Beis Din's official ruling, or you lend money with a mashkon, or you're motzi shos of the Beis Din, in all those cases, Shemitah will not be Mishamit. As Shem tomorrow will pick up with Perek Yud, Mishnah Gimel.